This is TWiT.
Where last week we had a large discussion around all of the hardware from the event. This week we're going to focus on one of the pieces of hardware that Google unveiled, Google Home 2020, also known as Nest Audio, because no one's called it Google Home 2020, but that's what it is basically. Joining us to talk about it is Daniel Bader from Android Central, who posted his review of the device not too long ago. Welcome back to the show, Daniel.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to get you on, man. So obviously, this is the first update in 4 years for this like mid-range Google Home, now renamed Nest Audio. We should probably start with the design because it definitely looks a lot different than the device that I have downstairs in two different rooms. So tell us a little bit about the design, how it compares between the older version. And I don't know, do you think those changes are meaningful? What do you think about it?
Well, if you've ever seen or used a Google Home Max, I'm probably going to butcher some of these names because some float between Google and Nest and Home and not Home. But the big guy, the one that was released in 2017, $399, it looks very much like that, except it's vertically oriented and it's kind of just a little baby Max. It's lovely. It's very heavy. It's got a metal frame. So there's aluminum. It's covered in fabric like most of the other Google products released in the last couple of years. It has a metal frame inside of it though, which there's aluminum on the front and magnesium on the back. And this is meant to improve the actual performance of the speaker because it prevents rattling inside this really large tweeter and woofer combination. And generally, it's extremely heavy. It's 2.6 pounds for a tiny little speaker. That's not that much bigger than the Google Home itself. So there's a lot of hardware in here. It's really well made. And honestly, because there are no screens, the LEDs don't light up at all unless you're using it. It just kind of like disappears into your decor. And I totally love it for that reason.
Nice. One of my concerns about it is the fabric choice, which I think looks great. We've got one of the old Google Homes in our kitchen. It's up on the like windowsill right in front of the sink. And, you know, cooking happens there and everything. So I'm a little nervous about that. Like I could totally see like a tomato sauce splashing up there. And then you just have to deal with that on your Google Home for the rest of eternity or however long it lasts. So I suppose there's that. You'll have to clean it. But
I would not put this anywhere near your sink. Just avoid the kitchen with this thing. I've actually got a Nest Hub Max in my kitchen because the screen seems to be pretty good with splashes of water. But yeah, this is not a bathroom or a kitchen speaker unless it's far away from the sink.
Yeah, fair enough. That makes a lot of sense. Now, one of my other, not concerns, but questions definitely is about the sound. Like I said, we have our main Google Home. We have two of the original ones throughout our home downstairs, one in the living room, one in the kitchen. They both get used for music all the time. So this would definitely replace one of those. How does the sound compare?
So compared to the Google Home, it's night and day. The Google Home, for the time, sounded pretty good, right? Compared to the Amazon Echo, I think it was back then, it was the second gen Echo, which was still a large, tall cylinder. It sounded pretty good for the size. But when you compare them side by side, the Nest Audio versus the Google Home, it really is a completely different sound signature. The Nest Audio is much clearer. It is much more spacey or airy. You get to hear the different instruments in different parts of the speaker, even though it is just a mono kind of one tweeter, one woofer. But it's much wider. It has much wider soundstage. It's more accurate. So their bass is not elevated the same way that it is on the Google Home. So you hear bass because the physical woofer is larger, but it's in equal measure to the mid-range and the treble, which also means that your vocals are going to sound much more prominent in some of your more vocal-heavy songs, as well as for podcasts. So this thing will project in a large room in a way that the Google Home never really could.
This is why I'm super happy that we had you on to talk about this new product, because I had seen some actually quite a few people kind of talking positively about the Nest Audio and having that product be the one that really stood out in otherwise phone hardware wise, I should say, lackluster event, which I think is what is going to happen with the Apple event too. New phones. Okay. But other stuff that happens there might be more interesting. But you coming on to talk about it because of your ability to talk about the audio and actually get into the nitty gritty. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, we talked about how this maybe isn't something to put next to your sink, you know, next to a bath, I guess, but the way that it kind of seems to be, Google is pushing it in one way is, like you said, as a podcast, living room type device for podcasts and music. But tell me about the experience as a sound system of sorts for your entertainment center. Do you see this product serving as that? Because I kind of think of one on the left and one on the right side of the television. Not only does it look nice because of the way that this is shaped and the way that it looks, but it also seems like the audio may finally be able to hold up as a sound system.
So that was one of the first things I asked. Could this be used with a, say, a Chromecast with Google TV as dedicated wireless speakers next to your television? The answer, unfortunately, is no.
Oh.
You can't use it like that. This is only a Chromecast, so you can cast audio from an app that supports the cast standard, which is many, but it does not mean that you can even send a, like, you can't send a YouTube signal to this. Because it doesn't recognize the Nest Audio as a screen. So for me, I like to actually just like, I have YouTube Premium, so I can open my phone and just listen to YouTube videos while the phone is in my pocket, kind of like a podcast. You can't do that with this. You can't just project YouTube. But anything that has that is an audio cast target, Spotify, YouTube Music, whatever, you can absolutely send to this. You can pair it together in stereo, so you can have a dedicated left and right channel. And I actually spent a lot of time in my testing putting it next to a Sonos One, which is a $200 smart speaker that happens to support Google Assistant. I also compared it to the $99 Amazon Echo third gen, which is about to be replaced with a better sounding fourth gen, but I don't have that yet. And I also compared it to the original Google Home. So I would take Spotify and I would change the source target. After about 30 seconds, I would listen to 30 seconds. I would change it. I would listen to the same song, same part for 30 seconds. And what I found was that while the Sonos One did sound better, only by a little bit, and it's double the price. So the Sonos One does have slightly sweeter mids. It does feel like you're kind of more like a part of the music, if you will, but not as much as to justify spending double the cost. And then if you pair two of these together for that same $200, you really do get a beautiful stereo experience that you don't really get with another kind of, you know, two Amazon Echoes, because the quality of the Echo just isn't there when you have them in stereo mode.
Hearing you talk about, you know, the lack of ability to like interoperate this with other, you know, pieces of Google's hardware ecosystem just bums me out. And it really reminds me of like the Chromecast for Google Home. It has another example of this, how it launched without Stadia support, which,
oh my God,
I mean, it's just in both so cases, ridiculous. It really feels like Google's, you know, big missed opportunities to really kind of dive deeper on their hardware efforts. Maybe there's a good reason behind the scenes, but as a consumer, what I want when I've got a home full of their hardware is I want that interoperability. I would love to be able to pair my music, you know, these devices together in creative ways like that. And when it doesn't happen, it's not just a disappointment that it doesn't happen. I feel like it speaks about Google's lack of dedication to kind of respecting its hardware on a deeper level and respecting the consumers for what they might want out of their hardware on a deeper level. What do you think about that?
So I asked Google about this exact thing. I got briefed on the Nest Audio, and what they're saying is this is a Nest product, and it's first and foremost a speaker. So it is not meant to be an auxiliary to a television, because it wasn't designed for that. It was designed as a standalone $99 speaker that happens to be really good at what it does. It was purpose-built. It's also a Google Assistant machine. And what I mean by that is it processes Google Assistant commands faster than any other speaker on the market. It has dedicated hardware. It does so faster than even the Nest Mini that was released last year. And it just is a great great Google Assistant experience from front to back. But what Google said, and they kind of doubled down on this, was that if you're upset that it can't be paired to a TV because, you know, you want to use it as a whole home or as a TV speaker set, you have to understand that Google is focusing on whole home audio, which means that it doesn't want this to just be an auxiliary to a TV. It wants you to be able to pair speakers in any room of the house and listen a la Sonos to your music wherever you are. So you can have this paired with a Nest Hub or, you know, a Nest Hub upstairs or a Nest Mini in your bathroom or something in your basement, and you can listen to the same song throughout your house with no sync issues. And this is really what Google wants to reinforce, is that you're getting a great audio experience wherever you are. And if you want something that sounds fantastic for $100, buy this one. But we really don't care which Nest product you buy. If you want to spend more, buy the big Nest, you know, Google Home Max, you can do that. If you want the $50 Nest Mini, you can do that too. As long as they're all paired together, we're happy.
But I guess in the words of the best taco shell commercial that's ever existed, why not both? Why not both? Be a television extension and also a device as a whole home audio? I especially because of how well, thank you, John, how well I have seen the multi-speaker audio stuff from Google work. I think Google and Amazon have 1,000% nailed or are working on nailing, and, you know, have made incredible strides on saying, I want to play audio in this room. And because you set it up that way, it knows that means that you want to play it on these three devices and those two devices. Do you think, as a, you know, as someone who's been kind of following Google and asking some great questions, is this a missed area? Is Google maybe working on something else that can be the audio extension for your television? It just seems so missed, given that Google TV and the YouTube television subscription, I know there's just so many different names, YouTube television subscription dealy. You would think that they would also want to provide audio hardware there. So yeah, I guess I'm curious if you feel editorially, if this is a missed place, or you're kind of okay with them not being in this specific field.
So there are some smart speakers and soundbars that have Google Assistant built in. So there's I believe it was 2 years ago at, I want to say either CES or Google I/O, that there was a JBL smart speaker, soundbar rather, unveiled, and it eventually came to market. And, you know, it was fine, right? It offered a decent soundbar experience that happened to have Google Assistant built in. I just don't think the Cast infrastructure is really built around projecting audio wirelessly. I don't know if the hardware is capable of it. I think the fact that most, you know, most Chromecasts have been dongles that really don't have the necessary hardware to project audio wirelessly to a Chromecast speaker. You know, maybe the NVIDIA Shield would be able to do that because it's got some robust hardware in there, but perhaps Google just doesn't want to focus on this particular area. And I know, like, you know, when you and I spoke about the HomePod back in the day and just how amazing it sounded, one of those keystone features was the ability to pair two HomePods to an Apple TV 4K and get really good audio that way. But that's also like a $700-$800 solution.
Yeah, very expensive solution.
You know,
yeah,
this would be a lot cheaper, and I understand that, but it's, you know, potentially because it's so much cheaper, some of that connectivity just had to be put to the side for now.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, overall, it seems like your article is talking in a similar fashion about this device as many of the other reviews that I've read, which all seem more or less pretty darn positive on this device as the kind of upgrade from the original. So it sounds like a device that I'm going to probably be picking up here at some point to replace one of my legacy Google Homes. I don't know where that one's going to then move. It's like Google Home chess in the house. It's like, oh, I got a new piece. Where does this one go?